This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour here. This is the DJV program. Here's how this works. I'm Doug Steffen. I am, according to the old lingo in radio, your leader. Used to be a radio guy named Jackson Armstrong, who talked faster than you can imagine, and everybody wondered what he said. He was the leader. I'm here just as a participant with the ladies. The ladies really control things. As most of you fellas who are listening know, women are the ones who control really what goes on. And so the controlling ladies here, as usual, are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I was on a boat ride yesterday here in Kauai in Hawaii, and the person who was leading, or the captain of the boat, if you will, was a lady who had been doing it for quite a long. I would say she's probably 32, 33 maybe. And I was going to interview her on the boat until they get sick. So maybe at some point in time I'll find her, because she's a great representation of somebody who is determined. I was talking to somebody on the boat that works as a crew member, and he said that he'd grown up with her. She grew up on the island and has been in the water all of her life, wanted to do nothing but be around the life, the sea creatures. So yesterday on this cruise that I was on, which was marked by me getting quite sick, because there were like 20-foot swells out as we went around the northern part of the island. The weather changed quickly, and your pal Doug didn't take it too well. Neither did about 80 of the 100 people on the boat.
That makes me want to throw up. Just
100 people on the boat. That's just nuts. That's a lot.
Well, it was a big catamaran. It was nice, actually. A lot of it was nice. Some of it wasn't too nice. We saw whales. And we saw humpback whales. We saw dolphins. I took some pictures of them. Matter of fact, I'll send them to you, Jane. You can post them if you want on the...
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we had nice... It was most of the time it was good. But, you know, the weather being what it is out here, things change quickly. Speaking of the weather, there's a study this week on the Arctic Ocean, which suggests that it has warmed by a couple of degrees since the turn of the last century, i.e. 1900, and started getting warmer much earlier than researchers had thought. This is something that's out this week in Science Advances, and the study, the research paper, ladies, shows that the Arctic began warming early in the last century as warmer and saltier waters flowed in from the Atlantic. That was, as you remember, the real beginning of the Industrial Revolution. It sort of started in the late 1870s through the 1880s, 1890s, but by the time we get to 1900, things were really chugging along. So apparently these people have been able to, using marine sediment and stuff, look at about 800 years, it looks like. And this info shows how the Atlantic has flowed into the Arctic and found the temperature and also the salt content fairly constant until starting to increase in the, like, 1900, 1910, in that area there. They can't pinpoint it to the year, but they can tell you, roughly speaking, where it is. I suppose when you think about it, the implications for what's going on around the globe are, I don't want to say stark, but they're certainly worth watching, making note of. The climate change stuff that a lot of people are talking about, a lot of the info comes from this sort of research. And I guess if you boil it down, what they're saying is, quote, the rate of warming in the Arctic is more than double the global average. And they
but the Atlantic is kind of to blame, because the Atlantic has been rising steadily, and that's what's flowing into the Arctic. I mean, Arctic would, if it was isolated on its own, I don't know that we would be having... It would, I mean, certainly the air temperature and all that would be, have an impact. But if the Atlantic Ocean didn't flow in and warm that Arctic water, I don't know that we would see the dramatic every day, multiple times a day, when you see just giant chunks of ice just falling off glaciers into the water. I don't know that we would see it that much if the Atlantic hadn't really, you know, played such a big role in that. I mean, the Atlantic Ocean, I've grown up in the Atlantic Ocean, and it's so much warmer now, like multiple degrees warmer than it ever was when I was a kid. And it's, and you know, my brother and family and friends, everybody, they're all surfers, and they've had to change to lighter wetsuits. I mean, this is just over the course of, you know, 20, 25 years. And it's, you know, no, I mean, fishermen see it. They, you know, if you're on the water and in the water, well,
the abundance or lack thereof of fish is an indication not only of that, but of overfishing. So there's two things. Plus,
well, the fish have gone and the fish have gone farther out to sea because the water's colder. It's too warm for them to survive along the coast.
This is what I learned on the catamaran trip that I took for 4.5 hours yesterday afternoon around the island of Kauai. There are humpback whales that are now giving birth to their babies. They come here from Alaska. They spend the summers in Alaska and the winters here in off the coast of Hawaii. And so
they call it whale soup season. It's so cool.
Well, it is whale. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what they call it, because you just look out in the ocean and it's just a lot of whales.
They're everywhere. Yeah. The lady, we saw mostly the spouts. It was a baby and a mother, and you can see were their tails.
Adorable. Yep. Yeah.
And the dolphins were on the other side of the boat. I'd never really seen a dolphin in person. I've never been to SeaWorld. So I've never seen them
in the Pacific? I know you don't spend much time in the Atlantic, but you've never seen them?
I've never really taken a cruise along the Atlantic coast. I mean, the Pacific coast. I probably should.
You can just see them from the shore. Yeah.
We just
see
them from the beach all the time. Yeah.
Well, I don't go to the beach much, especially in the Pacific. To make note of what we were just talking about.
Corduroy's not really
season at the beach.
Okay, The essence of the water temperature in the Pacific versus the Atlantic. The Atlantic I have had, especially in Florida, but also in the Cape and other places. I've been in the water when it was quite warm, temperate anyway, 75, 80, and maybe down south in Florida it might get up to 85. Here, well, when I'm in California, the water in the Pacific is cold. If you want to go swimming, and you got to be the bravest guy on the block, or you got to put a wetsuit on, because the water temperature in the Pacific usually 20 degrees colder than it is in the Atlantic, even when the weather's really warm. Like you go down to San Diego in the middle of the summer, the water in the Pacific still isn't that, because the water body is twice as large as the Atlantic, and it moves faster, and it has much more of a seat, if you will, from up north than does the, you know, the Gulf Stream on the Atlantic side changes the water, especially when you get, it actually flows from the Bering Sea along the coast of England, straight sort of down across the Atlantic and hits in Delray Beach. Daytona Beach. And so that's why the water is so much warmer and the temperatures are warmer south of Daytona than they are north of Daytona. And so over here in the Pacific, there isn't that influence, but yet in the middle of the ocean, because the water is so temperate, the water temperature here is 75, maybe 80 degrees. You could go, if we'd have fallen off the boat yesterday in the swells, we'd been able to swim around and not get cold, although there are a lot of sharks around too, but the whales chase the sharks away. The big mother whales don't want, you know, the baby whales would be mealtime for the sharks if the mothers didn't push them all away. We didn't see any sharks yesterday. We saw a lot of other stuff. And that's why the dolphins.
You probably wouldn't see them breach anyway.
Maybe not.
They attack from underneath you.
Yeah, but the dolphins stay together in schools, and that's how they keep the sharks away. It was the water is so much cleaner over here than it is on the East Coast. So much cleaner. You can see everything in the water. That's how I got the pictures that I did of the dolphins. As far as the weather is concerned, I noticed also, ladies, that the Biden administration has approved a major offshore wind project to supply power to New York State, installation of a dozen turbines near Rhode Island. This is the Ted Kennedy killed this two or three times. It starts actually off of the...
isn't it off the Vineyard?
Coast. Yeah, the Vineyard, right. It goes from the Vineyard, Rhode Island, and down along the coast of Connecticut. There'd be enough generating capacity to power about 10, 11 million homes. It'll be ready in about 4, 5, 6 years.
I think New Jersey's going to be the next wind farm.
Yeah.
I think it was even a ballot resolution, and it was voted in, and so... I think that with Governor Murphy now having his reelection, his second term, I think that that's something that we'll probably see off the coast here. I don't even know if you'll be able to even see them off the coast.
Yeah.
Part of the reason with the vineyard or the Cape was that maybe you could see it, but
no. The problem with the Cape was that Ted Kennedy didn't want to look out his window and see the windmills, and that's why.
That's what I'm saying. If you can see it, yeah, that's.
But it's 23 miles off the coast, so you can't see a thing. As a matter of fact, it ought to be something that is done off the coast of California. You know, all the great environmentalists who don't want to use a coal-fired electricity, but they don't want to look at these things. They think that they're going to look at them. Are you looking at all those the rigs off the coast of California? So why not a desalinization plant? Why not wind power there? That's another the finger pointing at the officials in California. Anyway, so this is aimed, and that's why Biden got involved in it, because it's sort of the White House plan to get carbon-free power in the next, 12, 13, 14 years. They're not going to make that. They make that commitment, but I think a lot of people will change. There's huge amounts of federal money being thrown at this. Huge. Creating jobs and all of that sort of stuff is the way that they're selling it. I think it's part of the Buy Better America or Build Better America, isn't that? Build Better Back or whatever that that's called.
Yeah.
How much
back
energy
America.
Build you know, Back Better?
Yeah, when you go from L.A. to Palm Springs and you see all the big wind turbines,
huge.
How much power does that generate for the state of California?
None.
Enough, I remember.
It's for Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's for Arizona.
Yeah. It doesn't. No, the power.
Those windmills in Palm Springs, they just power. I believe. I mean, the last time I haven't been to Palm Springs in a while, but it's my understanding that those were out there powering Arizona, not California.
Well, it powers some of Southern California, but the lines, if you were to follow the 10, which goes over from California into Arizona, you'll see the power lines going to Phoenix and Tucson. So Jennifer's right. There's just
right, but that makes that seems well. I know California does things differently.
Yeah, it does. Does that seem stupid? Why? Yes, indeed.
I've driven by them a few times. There's a lot of them.
Oh yeah,
you get to there a lot of things. So it just feels like that's interesting.
And if you hit it the right way when the wind is right, you have a dead bird blop on your windshield.
Oh, you get a lot of dead birds on those things. Yeah,
but the environmentalist won and the bird watchers lost on that one. 19 after the hour. You're listening to say it again, Doug. There it is. The DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's Limos needs to say, I do, to 4 commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No. I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Protect your home and your sleep. Take 50% off a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay is here with a reminder that you can win a fabulous prize package. I could do another P there, right? A pretty powerful prize package. How do you like that, Jay, for alliteration?
I like it. Cool, huh? Yeah. It's pretty good.
Your voice is beginning to sound like mine. Okay. Now, here we go. How do folks win? What's the needed response this week to be eligible for the Works giveaway?
We want you to tell us what this time of year means to you. You can do so on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show is the handle. You can get all of the rules and contesting info, DJVShow.com, for your chance to win this epic Works prize pack valued at $350. It's a Works 20-volt nitro drill driver and impact driver combo plus a compact circular saw. Pretty exciting stuff.
Very exciting. If you want to give those away, you can certainly participate. Whoever wants to participate can do that at all of our social media, right? At DJV Show, Instagram, Twitter. What's going to happen to Twitter now that Dorsey's gone? Is that going to change these?
The stock prices will go up.
Yeah.
You still have to pay if you want the edit button.
Yeah, all right.
I guess we we'll see.
Yeah, but I mean, that won't affect our contest, right?
No. Well, it won't, but you have to pay us. Each of us have to do something on our profile, so can we use your credit card to do that?
To whom are you speaking? Me? Jennifer, or Victoria, or Jay? You can use it.
No, I'm trying to get your credit card so we can go shopping.
I know you are. Right. Don't do that online. Thank you. All right, so here's some interesting news, I guess kind of scary news if you're a Bradley Cooper fan, and I am. What in the world went on here, Jay?
Yeah, so he was on an episode of Armchair Expert that just dropped this week, and he was recounting being held at knife point while at going through the New York City subway. This happened back in October 2019, and he was saying how he just got really used to walking around the city. He'd always have his headphones on. He was down at the far end of the subway, kind of by himself, felt somebody coming up on him, and he's thinking at first, like, oh, this person probably wants to take a picture. Turns around and sees a knife pointed at him.
Ooh.
And he said this whole time the headphones were still on, so basically this whole moment in his life is being scored, even though he can't remember what song he was listening to at the time. And he just kind of threw an elbow up and turned around and ran the other way, hit around this area, and then pulled out his phone and ended up starting to chase the guy back down, taking pictures of him while the guy ran. And then he was able to get to some police officers and showed them the picture and told them what was going on. This was all while while he was on his way to go pick up his his daughter for school, who's now 4 years old. So he was going to pick up his daughter. Thankfully, the daughter wasn't with him already during this time. And he was also pointing out that when he was talking to the police officers, they were like, okay, hold on a second, sir. Have you been stabbed? Can you check your body? Can you see if you've been stabbed? Because apparently a lot of people in these situations, their adrenaline's going that they don't realize they got stabbed. Fortunately, he wasn't stabbed. So he ended up just going on his way and continued to pick up his daughter from school.
So he lives in New York? I'm surprised to hear that. I would have thought that he...
Yeah, he wants to be near his... He's been in New York for a long time. And so his baby mama, Irina Shake or Shack or whatever her name is, she... I guess they're back together. They've been seen a lot together now, so they think they're back together. But they share
their
daughter.
He had another girlfriend, some well-known girlfriend. Why am I thinking that?
She was dating Kanye West for a minute.
Bradley Cooper dated... I think he dated Renee Zellweger for a while.
That was who it was.
Yeah. And there were the rumors about Lady Gaga and all that stuff. Yeah.
Right. Well, Gaga, that's what everybody wanted to see. They all thought that was cool. And I think I was one of them, actually. I think that
we
movie
all were.
Was so...
Yeah.
Right. That movie was so powerful, and the two of them were so good in it, and they apparently became very good friends while doing it. So that always sparks rumors. You know, it's kind of like Marissa Hargitay.
To find friends.
Yeah, but I feel like Bradley Cooper understands the assignment. Whenever he's promoting a movie or a film or anything, whoever he's co-starring with, that is his best friend at the time.
Yeah, well, it's not bad. It's okay. It's all right for boys to have best friends as girls. After all, the three of you are among my best friends, and that's good. 28 past the hour, that's good too.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Hey, Chris, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's limo needs to say, I do, to four commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No. I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Abortion is on the line at the Supreme Court today with historic arguments over Roe versus Wade landmark nearly 50 years ago. The justices on Wednesday will weigh in whether to uphold a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. Mississippi is also asking the court to overrule the 1992 ruling in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which reaffirmed RVW. A 15-year-old sophomore at a Michigan high school was taken into custody Tuesday after allegedly shooting and killing three students and injuring eight others, including one teacher. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard.
We will get to the bottom of this. We're executing a search warrant at the suspect's house. As I said, he's not cooperating with us at this point in time.
Sheriff's deputies were called to Oxford High School at 12:51 p.m. Eastern and apprehended the suspect within 2 to 3 minutes after arriving on the scene. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer at Oxford High School said no one should be afraid to go to school. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
2022 is coming and there is no end in sight for the coronavirus pandemic. Volatile social media, mixed political messaging, and nonsensical government protocols are leaving Americans more confused than when the outbreak began in 2019. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Alex Berenson. He has a new book out titled Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Our Government, Rights, and Lives. In one of the chapters of the book, Alex discusses masks and some of the mixed messaging we receive during the pandemic regarding masks.
Before March 2020, I think there was a consensus. The scientific consensus was very simple. It was masks don't really work for healthy people. They're sort of useless for you to wear them because the size of the virus is so small that both, you know, inhaling and exhaling, the virus is going to go right through the mask. And it's a little bit different if you're sick, if you're coughing up, you know, globs of phlegm, and plus that's a sign that you are sick and people should stay away from you. So the public health authorities completely changed their position in April of 2020. And the conclusion that I've reached about that, which I discuss in Pandemia, is the reason that they did that was because masks are a symbol. They say, this is not a normal time, you should be scared, you should stay home. They are useless medically, but they are helpful symbolically.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today's DJV soap opera is produced by Stefan Multimedia, run by me. I'm the Dougster along with Jen and Jay Bird. I have a grandson that we're going to call Jay Bird, so you can fit right in there, Jay, with the family. Victoria Keelan is here as well, the consultant for the program. The person behind the controls in Washington, our main studio, is Phil McGeehan. I'll be happy to actually meet him next Thursday at the company Christmas party. Woohoo!
So and you guys then, have never met in person?
No. No, we've never seen each other. I wouldn't know. I actually
we live the weirdest life, you guys. None of us have ever met any of us. Like, Doug's maybe met a few of us, but that's...
Well, I met everybody.
We've never met each other.
I actually haven't met Jay. I've never been in this. I feel like I know you and have known you for a long time because of your father.
Isn't that weird? Do we?
Who, by the way...
I know. I feel like I have known you guys my whole life.
I know. I mean, gosh, I sit here and talk with Jay and Phil and Victoria. They're like my closer friends.
I already know that Doug somewhat cringed when I called you all you guys.
All right. So here's what's going to happen, though. It may be that your father and I are going to have words, or it may be the end of the road for your father, who's the main consultant for this program.
Because
all he does,
Doug,
is fact-check me, and he wasn't really looking at the facts. The real facts are I'm right, and he's not. Because what I was mentioning about the entire Atlantic Ocean, we were talking about the temperatures in the Atlantic versus the temperatures in the Pacific. And the temperatures in the Atlantic are, on average, if you measure the water temperature of all of the Atlantic, and not the middle of it, and not the middle of the Pacific, you will find that the coastal regions are warmer on the American continent and the east of the Atlantic than the Pacific continent, continental waters on the west. All right? That's what I was talking about. And
are you fact-checking your fact-checker?
I am right. Yes, of course.
Well, you're not really, but...
What do you
okay.
mean, not really? How do you figure
well,
that? You've been in the water? The way I check
course.
My facts is to actually do it. So I've been in the water.
Of course,
in both
I've been
the Pacific
in the water. Yeah.
And the Atlantic. And you're... No, it's warmer in the Atlantic than it is in the Pacific.
Along the
period.
Coast, it is. Yes.
Yeah,
along the coast, right
about.
Where you're wading in, yes. Mm. But overall, the Atlantic, as soon as you get even to Long Island, the water is a lot colder than it is in the mid-Atlantic states and down along the east coast, the southern east coast. So when you really probably map out where the Pacific Ocean spreads and where the Atlantic spreads, the concentration of cold, it is plausible that it would be colder in the Atlantic, even though right on the beach, you know, we all know it's just a lot easier and warmer to walk right into the Atlantic than
not
it is the
plausible
Pacific.
Because I am the final word. So
well,
maybe move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's
yes.
the king of the oceans.
That's
yes.
It, right.
End
well,
of
like
discussion.
You're the king of IV sickness.
Right. The king of that's for sure.
Quite actually. The seafarer, Doug.
Yeah, quite the seafarer, yes. I was going to go into the Navy during my time as an eligible person for that 1A back in the 1960s. And fortunately, didn't have to. But I would have been okay as long as I wasn't topside. Probably
okay.
in a storm. That'd have been all right.
Right.
Okay.
Can you imagine checking? Where do I check off? It's like Private Benjamin. So where do I get, like, the nice housing and the no storms when I'm on the boat? Like, where can I check that part off? Sure.
You get assigned to Pearl Harbor and be in the base.
Right.
That's what happens when you do that. So the president says the fight against Omicron will not include shutdowns or lockdowns. I'm not sure that the governor of New York has gotten that memo yet because... she's, by the way, the new governor. I was almost ready to say Cuomo.
Cuomo,
it's,
yeah.
Kathy Hochul. Isn't that
Hochul.
How you pronounce your name?
Hochul.
Mm-hmm. Hochul as in yokel. Kathy.
Sure.
Hochul. Yokel.
Hochul.
Anyway,
she's local
declared,
Hochul.
She's a local, New York Hochul, has declared a state of emergency because of the Omicron variant. So are we going overboard? Is Joe Biden
No, in
being
New York,
temperate?
It's necessary because of, you know, the with all of the, it free, it basically declaring a state of emergency, as we know, whether it's a hurricane or a new variant, it just frees up funding that isn't available unless the governor declares it. So it's
and what's
really,
the money going to be used for this time? More giveaways? What are we doing with the money?
No, giveaways.
That's a lot of stuff that was earmarked for. Help was given to the wrong people during the last go round. That's no.
Oh well, yeah, but this is different. I mean, this is like, you know, PPE and hospital capacity and things like that. I mean, this is just it's really more about the state's hospitals making sure that they don't get anywhere.
Okay, so is this
to
a what if the money doesn't get spent until we really know that there's a problem because we don't really know that there's a problem
right.
yet. It just this is. Sort of
I mean, we know it's
sure.
in. I think we said it's already in 20 states now. This new variant. Omicron, Omicron, it's a stupid name. Anyway, but, yeah, I mean, New York is just...
But isn't it also...
New Jersey might not
if I'm
be
wrong,
far behind.
And I know you will. If this... thank you, Jennifer.
Tuck.
the idea that this thing is the end of the world, like part three, doesn't seem to hold water, if you'll pardon the pun. It's
yeah.
You get it easier, but you don't... It's okay like a cold. Am I
well,
getting that right?
There are some unknowns, but from the preliminary stuff, it's more transmissible, and we just have to kind of wait to see, you know, what's going to happen with it. Earlier in the show, we were talking about, you know, Jen and I were talking about in a couple weeks ago when we opened up international travel again. New York and New Jersey are just the biggest hubs besides L.A., probably.
Yeah.
And so we're just such international hubs, and it's not surprising that this variant is all over New York and New Jersey already. So we'll just have to wait and see.
You can see a kaleidoscope of people, especially at JFK, from all over the world. That's a big...
Well, Newark Airport has even more international arrivals than JFK does. It's a bigger airport.
Yeah. Yeah. And you go to Miami, and mostly that stuff from South America and Central America. Los Angeles is pretty much Pacific-oriented, although there's plenty of planes that do go to Europe out of LAX, but it's more from Asia. Now, if there's a meeting of the minds here, It looks like some of the Republicans around the country are testing an idea to build loyalty for the Republicans with unvaccinated Americans and, you know, playing with whatever the Biden mandate is. By the way, on this island where I am and have been this past weekend, I was really surprised to see the number of signs. I was at the airport yesterday getting on the helicopter to take a ride around the island. And, yes, ladies, I did get bounced around twice during the day yesterday. The helicopter ride was up and down and a little windy. So that started me off, and then I got on a boat, and that finished me off. But what I saw, among other things, at the airport, on the fence around where they have the fuel dump, no mask mandates, which probably says something about the people who work there, Frank. I was surprised, because here there's more of a focus in Hawaii, there's much more of a focus on rules and regulations, to a fault, I think. But at any rate, you know, there still is all of that. So what is happening with this, Jennifer? Do we think this is going to take the Republicans to use this? Why, again, like everything else, becomes political?
I think this is ridiculous, and I don't understand how. So what we're talking about, though, is Florida, Iowa, Kansas, and Tennessee have now changed their unemployment insurance rules so that if you are a worker who has quit over a vaccine mandate, or if you've been fired, that you can collect unemployment because of that reason.
Why wouldn't? And so, see, I don't understand why you wouldn't be able to. This is one of the things that I think is pretty sad, is that when people are losing their job, they're not getting, the government has made it so that they can't get unemployment benefits.
Right, but my first thought when I read about this, I was like, well, wait a minute. The Republicans hated the fact that we had the extra $300 for everybody, and so now they want to do it themselves, and this is such a blatant political anti-Biden move.
Okay. But I don't. Let's explain what really this is about, because very confusing for what the two of you just said.
I mean, this is encouraging people to just not.
Republicans, Democrats.
Look, I hate the fact that it's that this is all political, but in some of these states, and I hate it because I think it's becoming political on all sides, and I think it's pretty hypocritical because I also really, in my soul, believe that if President Trump were implementing mandates like Biden, people would be losing their minds and they would not be adhering to mandates because they do not trust President Trump. In fact, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden said that they wouldn't take Trump's vaccine, which is now, I mean, it's just so stupid. So it's been politicized from the beginning. But when you have people who are losing their jobs because of a mandate that you really don't have the constitutional right to implement, those people should be allowed to collect unemployment until they find something else. I don't see the problem with that.
I don't know. I just feel like it's so hypocritical because everybody loves to bash all the Democrats and people who, all those lazy people who aren't working, they all vote Democrat and they're just living off of unemployment insurance. And now this is creating a whole new, I mean, this is so hypocritical. It really is. It's allowing people to not work.
There is something to be said about the Democrats and the way they vote and where the voters come from.
But these are people who want to work who are not being allowed to work. That's the problem, is that you have people who want to work but are being told that they have to choose between their livelihood and getting something stuck in them by the government. And a lot of people are making the choice and they're standing up and saying, we don't want the government to have that control. A lot of people believe it's a slippery slope. And so for those people, is it fair that they don't get the same benefits that people who are just lazy and sucking off the system get from being at home? I mean, you know, I think
benefits
are going to be there for one person, they should be there for all people.
But if we're creating an environment, and if the knock on the Democrats is that they've created an environment where people don't want to work, they want to sit at home, this is doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, it is. It makes no sense. Okay. So speaking of politics, names in the news, Representative Tom Snoozy.
Swazi,
like his name, Swazi Moto?
It's just Swazi. It's not like something else. It's just Swazi. It's not hard.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
Swazo,
I think that's his new name. Swazimoto.
Yeah, I think the boat ride, like, rocked your brain. I think you're waterlogged.
That could be. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Swazi says he's going to run for the governorship of New York.
Yeah.
So how many Democrats are running so far?
This is a friend of a friend for Victoria. This could be an
interest. This is my doctor's brother.
Really?
My doctor's brother, yeah.
Dr. Swazi is your brother?
Swazi.
Swazi.
Like Swazimoto, Doug.
Right,
oh, my God, really? We have to, like, dumb it down for him?
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
All right.
Anyway,
so anyway,
yes, I think but the reason I think that he has, well, he's running against Letitia James, who is the current attorney general. Her whole thing was to take Cuomo down so that she could run for governor, right? And that worked. She took him down, and now she's running for governor. If someone, she's farther to the left than Tom Suozzi is. He is a centrist. He appeals to the upstate New York crowd, which is a lot more conservative. I think that he would probably have a much better chance, maybe. But we'll have to see, you know, when we get there. On the Republican
side... How well-known is he? Because names
in New
matter,
York, he's
that's
very
why Giuliani's
well-known.
Running, obviously.
Right.
Well
in New York, he's well-known. Yeah, he's considered to be a very important Democrat in certain committees. And in New York, he's very popular and he's well-known. And so, but on the other side, on the Republican side, Andrew Giuliani, who's Rudy Giuliani's son, who has made some really crazy kind of statements that he's going to have to back up.
All right, let's not worry too much about that right now. We've got that in our minds. The daily download, the DJV download, every day you can catch up with what we've been talking about. In case you didn't hear the whole program, you can do that two ways. During the course of that program's day, you can listen to the whole program around the clock at djvshow.com. And then if you would like to get bits and pieces of it, sort of the best of, the download, for example, the most recent one, we have our Works Holiday Prize Package giveaway underscored. We also have a discussion of what's going on here in the islands and how neat it is. Certainly our focus on the Omicron COVID variant is there. We talk about the new Beatles documentary, the docuseries, actually, from Peter Jackson. You can get that. And you'll find out that Yoko Ono didn't break up the band, as it were. All of that, listening to that at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because it's so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
After the hour now, our weekly visit with paranormalist, well, never mind, I should just introduce him as my friend. Everybody knows who Uri Geller is. If you don't, you can, well, you're missing out. You can go to his website, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. The big thing that people are focused on this week in terms of practicality, something I'd ask you about because you moved back to your native Israel a number of years ago, and it started this museum. And I was planning on coming over to spend some time with you around your birthday later on in the month, but I can't do that now because Israel is shut down. And whether this is overcorrection, you know, that's the thing, Uri, about people and their judgments. A lot of people say this is not that big a deal, but yet, I guess the government of Israel is acting on the side of caution, right? Because it's such a small place and, you know, a lot of people are concerned about their well-being, right?
Yes, that is exactly so. Because you see that we were actually, Israel was, I believe, the first country to shut their gates, you know, and say, mm-hmm. No foreigners, let us wait and hear the conclusion of science. Because even now, as we speak, we still don't know the enormity of this virus, what it can actually do, whether it's more vicious than the prior viruses, and we've got to wait. So it's better to wait and close the doors until we're 100% sure that, it's not that contagious, and if you get it, and if you're vaccinated, then you don't get that ill. And, yeah, even my daughter and our grandchildren, our granddaughters, Leah and Romy, that we were expecting them in about a week and a half from now, and they can't come. So Israel is very, very cautious. And I think other countries followed suit. Now, Doug, I think you have to agree with me that because it's an unknown, why take the risk? what amazes me, I haven't seen the news yet, is that I've seen the red countries, but is it true, Doug, that they haven't found this, just remind me the name of this new virus?
Omicron.
Omicron. Is it true that no Omicron was yet found in the United States?
No, it's been found in a couple of places, not many, but there have been a few cases of it. And the president here has said, we're not shutting everything down. There isn't enough evidence. It's kind of the opposite of what they're saying in Israel. I get the Israeli approach because it's a small country, and unfortunately there are a lot of people around that want to do harm to the country. So the caution is well-founded. However, in our country, people are tired of the overzealousness of fear-mongers because, especially in the case of the Delta, yes, a lot of people have been affected by it, but very few deaths. People get sick, they go to the hospital, okay, but it's not like the first round, and certainly what seems to be the case, if you listen to the South African scientists, it isn't anything more than a bad cold. So it's very contagious, but people are not going to die from it. So you wait and see. I, like your daughter, was coming to see you for your birthday. I was looking forward to seeing her and the children. I think one of the babies I haven't met yet, in fact. So that's all... gets kind of, and maybe it'll change in a week, and maybe we can come.
To those listeners right now, hear us. Do take precautions. Do wear a mask. Keep social distancing. Don't go to crowded places. Just wait until the verdict is out. It's going to come out in 7-8 days, maximum 2 weeks. We will know about it. But keep, you know, just be careful.
Yeah, a lot of people will cancel their travel plans, so maybe that'll make the price of the tickets a little cheaper. I made my reservation, I canceled it, and who knows what comes back around. But it is important, and I think from a personal, because you're somebody that guides people. People look to you for advice, they look to you for support, they look to you the way to think about it, because you're a thinker. And so, yes, if you're smart, you'll take the precautions. A lot of people are doing a lot to enhance their immune systems, that sort of thing. But, you know, it's a time. The focus on the problem hasn't been, in my mind, and I don't know how the Israelis are looking at this, hasn't been a coefficient of looking at China and trying to do something about our relationships with them because of how they started all this. Perhaps that will come. Maybe you and I can talk about that in our next get-together. Uri Geller, here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.